recorder's on.
I'm going to go ahead and call to order the public budget hearing for Liberty County School Board. We're going to go ahead and open the hearing on the tentative budget, and Ms. Sheila Hall, our finance director, will give us a brief overview of the information pertaining to our budget hearing. Anybody else? All right, now this is the time that the public will now have 5 minutes each to speak. Does we have anybody from the public that would like to address the board about our millage rates at this time? Okay. I need a motion setting the tentative required local effort millage rate 4.484.
Motion
by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion to set tentative discretionary operating millage rate of 0.748. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need a motion to set the tentative discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.50. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need a motion to approve resolution 16-01 to include all millage rates. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick, thank you. Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need a motion to adopt tentative budget for 2016-17. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second by Mr. Petty? Do I have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need a motion to approve the resolution 16-02. The tentative budget. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need a motion to set the final budget hearing for September 13, 2016 at 6:30 p.m. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do I need to close that? Do I need to close that? Okay. Do I need a motion to close? Okay. Can I have a motion to close the hearing?
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The hearing has been closed. We will have a brief minute or two before we start our next meeting if there's anybody that needs to do anything or go anywhere. We'll go ahead and call to order the Liberty County School Board regular meeting. We don't have any opening comments, but we'll go ahead and do a roll call. Let the record show and state that all five board members are present. Mr. Reddick is going to open up with the prayer with Mr. Hayes with the pledge for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, watch over us as we hold this meeting. Watch over our students and our staff as the summer ends and school begins. And keep your hands on Mr. Willis as he goes through his treatment. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight we have a presentation by and from Mr. Travis Anderson on the Boys and Girls Club of Tabula Rasa. If you would like to go ahead and come on up, and we have you come up here so you can speak close to the microphone so that when Miss Mary does the minutes, she can hear. And welcome.
There you go, there you go.
First I wanted to start off by telling the board and the superintendent's office thank you. For the last 5 years of allowing us to make an impact on the teens at Liberty County High School. For the last 5 years, we've operated under the 21st Century Grant, much like the Hosford and Toller. It has allowed us to impact hundreds of lives, whether it's at Liberty County High School or our residential sites with Twin Oaks Juvenile Development. Currently, I oversee the high school program, as well as our two in Sumatra, our residential sites. One in Graceville, which is an all-girl facility, and one in Madison County, which is an all-boy facility, intensive mental health facility. Our Boys and Girls Clubs serve the kids that we don't necessarily always think of when we think of our outstanding citizens of Liberty County, but even our residential kids. The impact that Liberty County has made as a school system, as a community, has made on those kids that go all over the state of Florida and are able to go home and say, hey, I spent 6 to 9 months, sometimes 12 to 18 months in Liberty County, and here's what I've learned over this amount of time. It's a true credit to the collaboration between the Boys and Girls Club, Twin Oaks, and Liberty County School Board. So I did want to say thank you for giving us that opportunity, and I would love to continue to operate with Liberty County High School and the school board. I don't know if we need to submit another MOU to continue those services or not, but whatever we need to do to continue that, I would love to have that opportunity. I also wanted to kind of tell you a little bit of our agenda for the next probably year. This year, our Liberty County High School site will not be operating under the 21st Century Grant due to some different obstacles that grant raises. I don't know that that's the best option for a high school program, specifically attendance rates and whatnot. So we've got other funding sources, but we have a great initiative to engage our community to invest in this club. One of which is going to be an annual campaign where we go out and get individual members to donate or to pledge a certain amount a month. A lot of fundraising. Fundraising events in terms of dinners, in terms of golf tournaments, trying to get some buy-in from our community. I can't tell you how many people still don't understand or just don't know that we have a Boys and Girls Club in Liberty County. I know it's at the high school, and we're not a big club at the high school. We probably serve 15 to 20 a day consistently out of our whole school. But in one way or the other, over the last 4 years, we were counting this previous year's graduating class, we've touched 75 to 80% of the graduating class at some point in their high school career. Pretty amazing. Whether it's giving them free tutoring for athletes, we've done that, as well as mentoring, as well as giving snacks. One of the things that we're very passionate about is a lot of our kids get free breakfast, free lunch as part of the school board or the school system's free reduced lunch program. A lot of them, that's the last time they eat is that lunch, that free reduced lunch, and they come to school the next morning for that free breakfast. They don't eat that afternoon or that evening. So we want to provide, a lot of times it's coming out of our own pockets, because we have a love and we have a passion for what we do and making an impact on these kids. So those are the things we're trying to kind of do. I would urge each of you to see how you can collaborate personally within your churches, within your social family groups, how you can maybe help impact the kids in our Boys and Girls Club. I know each of you are invested heavily in the students of Liberty County, as well as everybody here is. We've got a good start. We're developing a resource development team here in Liberty County. Ms. Tharp is part of our board, as well as Grant Conyers, John Allen, Robin Carpenter, and a couple potentials that we're really looking forward to, really, really trying to engage our community to get some buy-in. But that's all I kind of wanted to say is thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your commitment to the kids. I share your passion for the kids in Liberty County. And if there's any way that we can help y'all do y'all's job better, obviously, I'm always here. Donnie is always around. So, obviously, y'all just let me know. So, anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson, for coming. At this time, we're opening it up for public comment. Does anybody have any public comment regarding our meeting tonight? Okay. We'll go ahead and move on. Let the record reflect, we do have some additions to the agenda. We are adding emergency items number E1 through E3. Is everybody aware of those? They're on the back. Okay. And can I get a motion to approve the agenda with the additions?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on, item number 7, finance action items. FA number 1, approve the contract with Bracewells for maintenance on the gate operators at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do you need any discussion?
Got a question.
Okay.
That's not right. It's for the whole Hosford and Tober.
Okay. So let's go back to have it read, approve the contract with...
You want to amend that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to amend that to add Toller School.
Thank you.
Roger second.
Okay, and Mr. Hayes second that to add Toller School. Okay, any discussion? Thanks for catching that, because I didn't see that he had his hand up. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Finance action item number 2, approve the payment to Panhandle Educational Consortium Risk Management Assessment for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. FA number 3, approve accepting the lowest bid for the gasoline and diesel fuel bids for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Well, we need to open them first. So. This is the first time doing this. Like watching everybody open a present. Okay, bid number 1 is from Sharber Oil, and on the bid form, let it show. Let's see. All right, their bid form for Sharber Oil shows for Pure, the brand name is Pure from Albany, Georgia, octane 87 ethanol free. Bidder's purchase price is $1.6618 per gallon. Markup is 0.07, with a selling price total for that is $1.7318. So 87 ethanol free, selling price $1.7318. And that's for gasoline.
And that company was what?
Sharber Oil. And with Sharber Oil, their diesel fuel, brand name Mativa, Shell, low rack. Bidder's purchase price is $1.5289 per gallon. Markup would be 0.05 per gallon, with a total selling price of $1.5789 per gallon. Again, diesel fuel with Sharber Oil, selling price $1.5789. It just says Motiva Shell low rack diesel fuel for use in buses and for heating.
That's the long way.
Well, it says for heating, though.
It's for buses.
Do you need to look at it?
Did we do separate requests for off-road diesel? That's what I was wondering.
It's all this is handwritten in on what's requested here.
Okay.
And then I don't see anything else other than.
We'll look at the other one and see.
Yeah. The next.
Can I see that one?
Yep. Do you want to keep it with that? The second one is Bennett Eubanks Oil Company, Inc. for gasoline. Mativa, 87, octane 87, 10% ethanol. Okay. This one says octane 87, 10% ethanol. Bidder's purchase price, $1.6276 per gallon. Markup would be 0.158. Selling price, $1.7856. Again, this is for the 87 10% ethanol, total selling price $1.7856. Second brand name under gasoline, they have listed Murphy 87 non-ethanol octane. Bidder's purchase price $2.1157. Markup 0.158.
This is off-road diesel.
That's a mistake.
This sounds like off-road diesel.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's under gasoline.
Well, that's gas you're supposed to do. That ethanol-free, that's at
1.73.
Yeah, that's good. Well,
yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, so the Murphy 87 non-ethanol, a total selling price, 2.2737 per gallon. Okay, now, for diesel fuel with Bennett Eubanks, brand name Something, Val, something. I can't read that. The purchase, bidder's purchase price is 1.519. The markup is 0.158 with a total selling price of 1.677 per gallon. Y'all want to look at that and move that?
Looking back through this one, this says Shell diesel, but then it says low rack. Is that code for off-road? I ain't never heard it called low rack.
I haven't either. I just read what it was on there.
Yeah, it's low sulfur. I've heard that it called that.
Low sulfur.
Right.
Low sulfur, yeah.
I'm thinking that's got to be
right.
Off-road.
Will you paperclip that one to that?
For heating.
Exactly.
Kevin, when we submit for bids, we ask them to provide us what?
You want to know the markup because the gas price is going to change.
Pretty well.
Really, it's markup is what you look at your.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay, the third bid that we have is from Henson Oil Company out of Quincy. For gasoline, brand name is Pure Co-op. I'm not going to attempt that. Octane 87. Bidder's purchase price 1.4277. Markup 0.15. With a total selling price of 1.76. The second item listed under gasoline, brand name Motiva, unbranded, Octane 87. Bidder's purchase price is 1.4355. Markup 0.15 with a total selling price of 1.77 per gallon. Okay, for diesel fuel, brand name is Pure Co-op. Bidder's purchase price 1.5212. Markup 0.15 with a total selling price of 1.85.
The price was the same on this first one. But just what I'm saying, that last one you quoted,
mm-hmm.
Tina, was the same, but we don't know if it's, are we talking apples and oranges?
Yeah.
But the markup on this is 5 cents a gallon. That one's 15 cents.
15.
A gallon.
Okay.
Watch, because tomorrow when the prices change, they mark it up 15%.
You're less than 15%.
But, you know, they can buy way more than you banks and get it a lot cheaper. So that's the bottom line there.
Okay, we have a fourth bid from Home, H-O-M-E. Oil Company Inc.
Huh?
Okay, for Home Oil Company Inc. Gasoline brand name Chevron, Octane 87, bidder's purchase price 1.64 with a markup of 0.065. Selling price 1.705. Second, this is from, is it Cowartz, Alabama?
Cowartz, Alabama.
Okay, the second brand name under gasoline is Marathon. 87, Octane is 87. Bidder's purchase price 1.62. Markup 0.065. With a total selling price of 1.685. Under diesel fuel, brand name is Chevron. Bidder's purchase price is 1.52. Markup 0.069. With a selling price 1.589. I'm going to have to look at them again to see which one.
Kevin, who's got it now?
Eubanks. So, with that.
Have we ever had a bid, Kevin?
That one's the first one out there.
From that home.
Last 7-3. This one's the cheapest one right here for gasoline. This is the cheapest for gasoline. 1.57. And that's, this one's cheaper than this one with diesel.
I know they got a little higher markup.
So these two.
Most of those are off-road diesel.
This is diet diesel.
So that's
off road
diesel.
Yeah, what they call low rack.
So low rack is that
yeah, that's
kind
of. That's
what low rack means. Yeah.
But see, but the bid calls for use in buses and for heating. That's really not what it ought to say,
that's
is
what
it?
I was thinking.
It's an old form. I'm sure we've used it for years.
No, we have to pay for federal tax. Yeah. We don't have to pay state tax.
Right, and then we get refunded. What we can do, like we did last year, because there was a question, we just we got the information we needed after and made the decision based on the markup.
This is going to be it.
And the information we got.
And you make sure that ain't off road.
Question about it.
They're basically all the same. What do you call it?
Octane.
But the diesel, the problem with all
this markup is it's the lowest on these.
Is that last
See,
one those, home?
That one's close, but your markup is half.
Yep.
It's almost half. That's a little less than half. That'd be 0.125.
It's 15 cent versus almost 7 cent.
Who's got the lowest markup?
It's half. I'd say it's half. A little more.
That one?
Home
out of Alabama.
They gonna crap.
Yes, we're always cheap in Alabama. Just like Rashida said, do it and check it, and this ain't right.
Yeah, I think you got to go with
it. Yeah.
We only had two bids last year.
That company out of Alabama, Holmes, is the cheapest.
Yeah, cheapest.
I think it was two bids last year.
Yeah. But we got to clarify if it's off-road or not.
Eubanks is not off-road. I think they're the only one that didn't do off-road.
What does that one say, Ms. Tharp, on the bottom?
For this one,
it,
for home?
For the diesel. Is it? It just says Chevron?
It just says Chevron under brand name. Because, I mean, it says... I mean, the bid form, like what you said,
is for buses.
Is for buses and for heating.
Yeah. Oh, this ain't right there.
They got buses and heating.
Yeah, kind of good.
Yeah, we need on road. That little buses and heating. That needs to say on road.
It needs to be on road, right? Need to redo the form.
But as now, you just got to go what you got, and you talk to a market.
See, net price right here, though. Look at this net price, not including federal taxes. So all of them will go up. See that right there on top?
All relative.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Am I reading that right?
Yeah. Yep,
net price, not including federal tax.
All of them the same.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the same. Yeah. I mean, we don't have, I mean, we can't.
Who's the cheapest?
Holmes.
On market?
In Alabama?
On all of it.
Go with the cheapest. Did y'all call tomorrow and see what if it is? If it is,
I'm not sure where the hell town is.
I ain't, but...
Portland,
they're
from Alabama?
Yeah.
Coward,
Alabama?
Coward?
Coward.
Coward. Yeah.
Is it Coward?
Yeah,
is that how
yeah,
you pronounce it? Okay.
And where is that?
It's in Alabama.
It's in Alabama. So, I mean, at this point, would we... Let the record state that we take
a motion.
Motion
pending y'all's
approval.
Checking it out.
I make a motion pending.
Who was there a second on the?
The second one would have been Charber. Charber. And they're out of Bainbridge, Georgia.
Okay. I don't know where that is.
I talked to the guy on the plane. He's out.
So.
You made a motion to.
Mr. Reddick made a motion to.
I'll second that.
Accept Home Oil Company Inc. pending.
Clarification of the bid.
Pending clarification of.
The bid prices.
The bid of, is the question diesel fuel only?
Off-road.
Whether it's off-road?
Yeah, because he's got it.
Pending clarification.
Designated as ethanol and non-ethanol, that on his top two. So it'd be just the diesel you checked.
On the diesel, it's got Chevron.
On the diesel bid. Whether it's off-road or on-road. So the motion was made by Mr. Reddick and Mr. Petty seconded that. Do we have any other discussion?
That was ethanol free or 10% ethanol?
10%.
Well, Home says octane 87, Chevron, that's all it says. The Sharber says 87 ethanol free. Bennett Eubank says 10% ethanol.
But
that's deal then. First one is not ethanol free. The best deal is the
ethanol
free is way less trouble for us.
You'll get better gas.
Well, we would need to check. We would need to check if Home. That would be pending clarification on whether the octane for the gasoline.
What's the comparison, Duvy, on the diesel?
On which one?
Between the first one and the last one.
One
Tina's
got
one
you got.
1.5789 per gallon. Markup 0.05.
But see, the selling price is a little higher, 1.589, but the markup is lower. Wait,
0.069.
No, it's higher too.
Yeah.
So the first one would be the one that.
This is cheaper for gasoline than this one, but the diesel is cheaper here than here.
But
we burn more diesel than we do gas.
Way more.
Yeah.
Go with the cheapest diesel. That's what.
And the cheapest diesel is the ethanol free?
Is it the same guy?
Home's got the cheapest diesel. Schaefer's got the ethanol free.
Free.
I don't know.
But see.
I do know the county got away from the ethanol free.
We buy 1,500 gallons worth of gas at the time and 7,000 worth of diesel at the same time.
Home's cheap.
What did we say that low rack stuff meant?
Off-road.
So we know that's what that means.
You can't use it in buses. So it's going to be more when they give you a price on on-road diesel.
Well, we don't know if that's on or off.
Well, then that's what the motion was, to clarify that.
But are we having discussion now, or maybe changed it to this one since the diesel is cheaper and we know it's?
Well, they can clarify both of them.
They read the bid and it says right there for bus you got too.
Yeah.
They read it too.
I say go when we made the motion.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, they read it. I mean, it's read wrote right there. They looked at it and bid on it.
What you got, Kevin?
Why don't you let me clarify all of them and then next meeting let's vote. Can we do that?
Y'all got time?
We can buy fuel off a purchase order. All this does is keep us from
doing a purchase order. That'd be the best thing if we know exactly what we're doing now.
But we need to also make sure we redo the form.
As long as they don't resubmit another price.
Yeah, that's right. Now.
As long as they don't resubmit another price.
Another price,
so
now.
I'm not doing another price. All I'm going to do is question, is this on-road, off-road? Ethanol free or not?
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I'm
fine.
Tell them a price.
That's cool.
Who's got the biggest fridge?
Make a motion to table that.
Okay. I make a motion that we table finance action. I make the motion that we table finance action item number 3.
I'll second that.
Until further clarification on all bids.
Yeah, form kind of way. Say bus and heat, that's kind of.
And it was seconded by Mr. Petty. All right, do we have any other discussion on the motion that's been made to table finance action item number 3 until further clarification? Okay, all in favor? I'm sorry.
Question. Mm-hmm. So does the Home Oil motion to give it to Home Oil, does it not exist anymore?
It no longer exists. Okay. That has been taken.
Well, it exists. It's just
been tabled. Okay. Can we clarify?
Yeah.
We need clarification on all of it. Okay. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Are you ready, Ms. Hannah? Okay. Moving on, item number 8, personnel action items. PC number 1, approve the recommendation to create one 10-month certified teacher position at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion?
I want to thank Mr. Summers for putting that on. We really needed it.
Yes. I got. I did get a lot of information or a lot of contact about that, so I appreciate y'all looking at that also. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 2, approve the recommendation to advertise for one 10-month certified teacher at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We don't have any personnel action items, so moving on to item number 10, instruction curriculum consent items. IC number 1, approve the 2016-17 Liberty County Student Code of Conduct. Excuse me, y'all. Approve the 2016-17 Liberty County Student Code of Conduct. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. IC number 2, approve the 2016-17 Liberty County Student Progression Plan. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, instruction curriculum action items. We don't have any. Item number 12, operations facilities action items. OA number 1, approve the final phase 3 plans for the new Liberty County High School, that they are complete and in compliance with the current building and life safety codes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion?
Yeah. Received something in the mail today. Kevin's got a copy of it for you. We are tickled pink. We finally made it.
And it seemed right.
Yeah.
It's what I'm talking about.
Now, we still have a ways to go, and we all understand that.
But this is closer.
Yeah, this was the you know, the brick we couldn't put in the wall the last couple of years.
Great.
So we're tickled. I was asking John about it a while ago. In August, is it late August that the commissioner submits their actual budget?
And we are.
That's the one we're really hanging our hat on. So we're all ready.
All right. Good deal.
So we are ranked first.
First.
Well,
so if they go to cutting, they got to cut around us. So we're elated about that. Yeah, Kevin brought up there a while ago, and he was bouncing on one foot.
I wouldn't. That's
we're
good
all
news,
tickled.
Y'all.
All tickled. A lot of hard
wonderful.
Work.
So do we have any other discussion or any information?
Is that the cost that we had?
Yes.
That, I mean, that's still
hard.
We're still within the budget that we
within all that stuff you have sitting right there.
Yeah, minus the hardening, we got the moving of the fiber, the ground demolition, all that they went and added for us. The library, all that they added. So
here you go.
They backed out on the hardening.
Thank you.
Right. And that didn't bother us too bad because we got them 2 miles away.
Yeah.
Now,
this big stack of documents over here. These are reworked from the last time I was here presenting them to you, and basically that's the change right there. We're with current code right now. Instead of 2014, we're with 2016 code. So that's the changes, and that's what DOE wanted us to bring before you tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, great. That is great.
So,
perfect.
You approve these tonight. Tomorrow they'll go to. I'll hand deliver them to DOE.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And the superintendent has to sign.
Do we have a motion to approve the final phase 3 plans for the new Liberty County High School that they now are complete and in compliance with the current building and life safety codes?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Kiever. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on down to the emergency items. E, I1, approve accepting the resignation letter from Sharon Guilford, effective July 21st, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. EI number 2, approve the recommendation to hire Deborah Clark as paraprofessional at W.R. Toller K-8 school, effective August 2nd, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number 3, approve the recommendation to hire Rebecca Dykes as custodian at Liberty Early Learning Center, effective August 1st, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any board member items? Does anybody have anything? I have a question. Two of them. Teacher breakfast is coming up on August 5th. Thank you. And Mr. Geiger was wonderful enough to give me a head count of 236 people. But I have a question about that. Last couple of years, I've noticed that we've had kids coming to it. Is that something that is going to be, we need to account for, or? Okay.
You're talking about like the children of
right, the
parents.
Teachers.
Okay.
Well, like the last couple of years, it has been a little.
Well, my thing is, if they're coming, you know, I'm not going to tell somebody they can't
sure.
do it, but at some point it's going to get to where everybody thinks that that's the thing, and maybe we need to let them know that that's not what we're doing that for, because we allot for only a certain amount of people.
Right.
When we get a head count, we're not including kids, so I don't want to run out of food.
Head count means a lot.
So if we're going to do that, then we need to know that ahead of time.
Let's talk about that in 1 second.
And then, because to be able to set up for tables and stuff for that early in the morning, actually, inmate crews have to come out the day before. So they have to be there the day before to set all that up. So I need to know that they know how many chairs and tables. The second question I have, has anybody talked about or discussed open houses and times?
Yes, they can.
Because I'm already getting questions about that.
High school is August 9th, board meeting.
August 9th.
From 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
That's the high school, 5:30, 6:30?
Mm-hmm. I had got a phone.
Okay. Well, that's okay. If somebody can just email them out to us.
I can do that in the morning.
Okay. Because I get asked that. I have gotten asked, and I don't know. And I thought, oh my gosh, school does start in like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. Okay, that's all I.
Open house on the calendar is the 8th.
Is the 8th?
Yep. From 5 to 7 is roughly what it says on the calendar.
Okay.
For Toller and mm-hmm. Hospers, it's not on there.
6 to 8.
It's 6 to 8.
At the same time?
The same day.
Same day.
Yeah.
Same day.
From 6 to 8. On the 8th. Okay. Right. Okay.
You know, back in the old days, you wanted an open house after school got started. Like, ran into a lot of problems with that. So that's why we're trying to shove it up ahead of time.
Yeah. Okay.
Dates are limited.
I just needed to make sure I was relaying right and correct information. And
I'll go ahead and send it out tomorrow anyway.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Does anybody, any other board
I got
members?
Mr. Okay. Make sure I'm correct. I'd like to thank Centennial Bank for paying for the breakfast. That's a big help.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Ms. Tharp for getting it together.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Organizing it.
I got one. I can't get off of this.
I know.
I'm just telling you, thank y'all for all the work.
Absolutely.
You know, this is one of the things that they don't mm-hmm. just, you know, we
right.
knew from the first time. Everybody's to be commended. Everybody at the district office, and Ms. Summers and Kevin, I know y'all worked hard on it. And I know I know y'all's people's always.
It's easy with y'all.
I know that.
Nothing ever is with
it's
us.
Always, it's kind of, it's more of a marathon than it is a sprint.
Yeah.
And that's the key. But, you know, two things here really stand out to me. The library and the demolition, that was huge. That needed to be in there. I mean, we just don't have, $1.5 million, $350,000, you can suck that up in a week if you ain't careful, you know. So, I mean, we don't have a lot of extra funds just sitting in there that's, you know, we've got them designated now. We just, you ain't got a bankroll to do, but to be ranked first, that's the other thing, you know.
Your superintendent and staff did a good job putting the presentation together.
Exactly. He told me. I'm just tickled about that.
We had a lot of people
good,
working on it.
That was good. So.
Older I get, I can cry quicker.
Yes.
Something like this will make you cry. That's
a week and older. Yeah. Well, that's a great thing, and I am proud of our district and everybody that's had a hand in it, because, hey, you can be number two or three, but I always want to be
number one. Yeah.
So, number one.
Did anybody ever figure out about the location as far as like where the library is right now, or did some?
That'll be up ahead of us.
That would be the net. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a big
challenge. Well, now you got some leverage. No, I hate to say leverage, but you got some bartering to say we'll assist in the moving of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and of course you got to work with all the parties involved. But if you know if they feel like whoever you deal with the county commission and all, if we come to them. You know, not only do we want to move it to put this, but we also have the funds available. That helps. That helps the project move forward.
I don't know if all the board knows, we own the school system.
Right.
The county school board owns that property.
Oh, right. I know.
Okay.
And because there was a huge question as far as a public building being put on school property.
Right in the middle of the property.
It's not unusual. It really is.
Yeah,
a lot
but.
Hey, a good coin.
I'm not sure what other good. Building. I had a phone call Friday or Saturday. I'm sure it was Mr. Summers today. I cannot say their name yet, but someone is wanting to pay a contractor to finish the field house before football season is over.
Bring it on.
Tell me when you want that check, too.
Good
deal.
They don't want nobody to know who they are.
That's good.
They want a price. So I met with, I'm going to say this, Culpepper today, Brooks Hayes, who I call for everything. He will have me a price by Friday to present to him.
Before when?
He'll have me a price by
no,
Friday.
I mean, they want him to be able to finish it before when?
The end of football season.
Before the end of football season, okay.
My suggestions are.
Still going to let the inmates do the roof, though, ain't you? Since
yes,
it's done that.
They'll be done that before.
Okay.
Thinking, you know, get,
that saved a lot of money there.
Now, this might not happen. They come to us wanting the price, so they.
Before they can commit.
Yeah, they wouldn't have wanted the price if they weren't willing to do something.
Okay.
So, I shouldn't have them the price the first of next week. If we know something. So, my suggestion was if we could finish it by homecoming and let that be the first game we use it. Come out homecoming week.
Well, hey, let them know if they can't do all of it, we'll still take a significant donation.
Right.
But no, they want a turnkey job.
Well, hey, that's.
They want two options. They want the price with the inmates finishing it, and then they want a price with a contractor.
Ooh.
Their whole thing was to finish it so we could use it this season.
Okay.
And I told them the only way we can do that is hire a contractor. No way the inmates.
Right.
Can do
no,
it.
They
way.
Can't.
So we can get a bunch of contractors in here and knock it out.
Okay.
Play Northview.
Yeah. Well, Alvin ain't got one to make one up. Really.
All right.
Northview.
Thank you. That's two great things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That is.
So I started working on it every weekend. Met with him. So I'll know a price. I'm guessing 150-ish, 175.
That's with contractor.
With contractor. That's doable. For somebody that's got some money, that's doable. Yeah.
And they will help us out there too if we can get the time.
Oh, yeah.
They will definitely help us.
All right, do we have any other board member items? Do we have any superintendent items?
Got a couple things.
All right.
You know what I was thinking about when we were talking about this? We have so many times that we're struggling trying to make a decision when we get good news that you just kind of soak it up.
Right.
I believe in the Lord's promise. You see,
couple things. One has to do with GED graduations. Roger, I know the other day you mentioned about us starting at board meetings where we can recognize them.
Right.
But this one was already set up prior to that. But we are going to we'll do it that way in the future. But this one will be, we have another several, I don't know just how many new graduates. But it was 1:30 here in the boardroom. And Mary, this is when?
It's tomorrow. 1:30.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's basically giving their diplomas, picture for the paper, and then a reception afterwards.
Something special.
They need it.
Like I say, in the future, we'll try to make a big coupon here.
Gotcha.
As part of our board. So that's tomorrow, 1:30, if you could make it here in the boardroom.
I have an email that says Wednesday.
Oh. Wednesday. Yikes.
Wednesday at
1:30
in the school boardroom?
Yeah, just rewind what I just said, y'all. Wednesday, then, at 1:30. Thank you, Seth. Wednesday at 1:30. Give you another day to plan. And one other thing, and this is kind of a sidebar here, getting the money to get the new school, and we were excited. Now, y'all, we had a prayer meeting in my office there for a little bit. Kid. But I feel the same way, Kyle, I felt like, and Roger, Duke, y'all were all back when we got Hosford money.
Yep.
You know, we clawed and screamed and hollered and begged for it, too. And it's just great that we're able to make an impact on the next 50 years, maybe, of educational facility in our county after we're gone. Some of the old people like me and Duke back there.
Yeah.
But that's special.
I was here with Tobin.
That's special. That's special, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Yeah, I'm very proud to be a part of that also. That's a big deal to me.
Ain't no doubt.
Anybody else?
I got one thing. You know, anybody looking for a job, tell me at the prison Friday at 9 o'clock we're having a hiring event. Is anybody looking for a job, come out.
Any kind of job?
Correction officer.
Yeah, he needs to clarify that.
Yep, we got 32 positions.
It ain't the school system.
I
don't want a job, I want a position.
I don't got that one, you can handle that. But tell anybody. Come on.
I want a job. I want a position.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting adjourned.